If the tide is high, you're ready to go back to the 80s. I'm your stellar and stoked host, Darian. And stay with me because we're going back to Monday, April 28th, 1980.
Did you know that we have American soldiers who are being imprisoned in their own country as a result of Middle Eastern wars? These forgotten heroes need you now. Please go to FreeOurTroops.com. That's FreeOurTroops.com. And make a small donation to help us campaign for presidential pardons for our heroes. With your donation, you'll also receive a chance to appear as an extra in the movie Mad Dog 5. Again, go to FreeOurTroops.com and become their hero today.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
No need to worry about driving when there's someone you can trust. Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us.
It was Monday, the 28th of April, 1980. And on this date, President Jimmy Carter's Secretary of State, Cyrus Vance, said he had enough. He wanted to enjoy his 1980s, so he resigned and left the White House. Just in time to rock out to Blondie and her number one single, Call Me. But in the world of country music, Dottie West was sending a different kind of message. She was giving a lesson in leaving. The Coal Miner's Daughter was still the number one movie in the country. And it was time to kiss those grits at 9:30 on CBS with an all-new flow. I'm not kissing any grits, so I'm out of here, 80s fans. If you'll excuse me, I need to check my lungs. I've been dating the Coal Miner's Daughter. Meet me right here tomorrow for another 80s flashback.